Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Further with regard to the ayats that we read, in which it was that when Nabi alayhi salatu was salam made baddua, cursed the people who had caused so much harm and injury to the Muslims and to the cause of Islam, Allah tabaraka ta'ala stopped Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and said, do not do that. And the reason for that we explained of the two systems of Allah ta'ala, which were, and Allah knew that they are going to accept Islam in the future, so Allah said, don't make but dua for them. Another very important lesson that we have to learn from here is that when elders and seniors say something, then many times we as juniors and minors, we quote them and we make it as if it is our talk. And we say it, whereas we are not in that position to say it. Like for example here, Allah Ta'ala had told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and used that word, laysa laka min al-amri shay, you have got nothing to do in this matter. Now Allah's Nabi is the Nabi of Allah. Allah can say to whomever He wants to, what He wants to. Now we as minors, immature many times, we also start saying the same words. We have no right to say that. Like for example, in the home, mother and father are fighting, having their differences, their arguments, and they say words to one another. Now we as children, we say we think we can also tell our father like our mother told her, or our father told mother, I can tell my mother also all these kind words. That is their matters, we have got no right. Our duty is to respect the mother also and to respect the father also. Similarly, like with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they also hate their differences. But for us, kulluhum adur, all of them are just and fair. We got no right to say anything. That is a matter between them. Just like today, with the ulama, they have their differences also. And many of us are harming ourselves terribly when whichever side of the two groups of the ulama we are on, then we start using bad words for the other group. Those alims among themselves, senior alims, they have got the right to speak to one another as they want to. We have got no right to quote their words, and we also start running them down. We have got no right. We must remain within our limits, and we must not transgress our bounds. To give another thing is that many times we say things which elders have said. They had the right to say it. They were in that position. We minors, immature people, we are in no position to say those things. So we must keep within our limits. Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali was a great ardent lover of Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Kandilvi Rahmatullah Ali, and he had benefited and lived with him for a great amount of time. But in his bayans he used to say, this Maulana Yusuf said, and I haven't got that mouth to say that what he said. The iman which Maulana Yusuf had, the conviction he had, we will just be outwardly like putting on a tape recorder. The tape recorder got no iman, no amal in it. It has just got the words. So we also quote our big people, and worse, we try and make it is our words, as if we are in that position to say those great words. So we should be very careful about that as well. On one occasion, as is common within the Tablighi Ijtimas, there is a program for the ulama in all the Tablighi Ijtimas, and the usul is, and most of the time they adhere to that usul, that no non-alim must be in that bayan. And they make sure they try their best, no non-alim. But many times a person who is very close to that buzurg or with the ulama, and he's not an alim, he feels it's his right also to sit there. And in fact he feels he's the father of the alims, and he can tell the alims as he wants to. So there was a bayan, and one such person said, it was Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahib Rahmatullah, this bayan. And his position was his position. And he had said hard words to the ulama. And he had the right to say it, and the ulama all accepted it also. They respected him, they knew what his position was, so they accepted it. But that person, when he went back to his hometown, and 3-4 alims who were there in his town, he started speaking to them how Mufti Zainul Abidin spoke. So it caused a lot of problems. They said, what right has he got to come and tell us these things? So everyone hasn't got to the right to say everything. Like here we learn from this ayat, Allah has the full right to say even to his Nabi and to anyone. We haven't got that right. We mustn't quote it like that. Once in the majlis of our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, one person who was rendering the Ash'ar, and he quoted certain words of our Shaykh, and very high words, and as though he said it also like he's in that position. So Mir Sahib, who was Hazrat's very close associate and Khadim, he warned immediately. He says, we don't have this right to say it. Hazrat, with his iman, with his level, he can say those words. They are 100% appropriate and correct. But we, with our small, dirty, immature mouths, we don't have the right to say that. This is also an area where many of us falter. We become too big for our boots. We cross the limits and we go over the bounds, and we also start saying such things, and this causes nothing but fitna in the ummah, and we are destroying, harming, or may Allah save us, destroying our akhirah by saying these things. We must keep within our limits. We are small, we must remain small. Don't try and become big. Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi gives an example of this, which our Shaykh narrated to us on many occasions, that a camel was going with a string around its neck which was lying on the ground. A little mouse saw that the camel is going and there is nobody holding the string and leading the camel. So the little mouse thought, I'll become the sheikh of the camel. I will hold the string and I will lead the camel. So where is a mouse and where is a camel? No, there is no comparison between the two also. But the camel in its humility said, well, okay, you are my sheikh, I will follow you, you lead me. They walked, and very soon they came to just a puddle of water, a little bit of water. Now the mouse stood back. It couldn't go in the water. So the camel said, carry on now, my sheikh, let's guide me. Now he couldn't, he couldn't. The camel went in the water, forget till his knee, just till his ankle, and where could the mouse come there? So like that, many times we want to give advice also to our elders. And we become too big for our boots, whether we are giving the advice in our minds or in our circles with our friends, or we become audacious and we go and tell them also, this is what you should do, that is what you should do. And those elders who have, in age also, the amount of experience they have got already, the amount of matters they have dealt with of various people, and all from that point also what experience they have got, and we are still so immature, and we want to become big for our boots. So from this ayat we learn that also, never become too big for our boots, keep to our limits, and keep adab in mind all the time. A person who has got this adab will go very far in life. But the person who hasn't got this adab, in fact the Quran warns also, those people that you have enmity with, who you disagree with, don't let your enmity and your disagreement become the cause of you going beyond your limits. Still in that also, and in one hadith also, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ahbib habibaka honamma, love your friend also to a limit. Asa an yakuna baghidaka yawmamma, it's very possible that tomorrow he becomes your enemy. And when you did not keep the limits and you told him all your secrets of your life, he will use that now as full ammunition against you. وَبْغُضْ بَغِيدَكَ هَوْنَمَّا, and hate your enemy also within the limits. Asa yakuna habibaka yawman ma. It's possible one day he becomes your best friend, your bosom friend, and then you'll be ever so sorry, I caused him this harm and I caused him that harm. So to keep to our limits and not transgress our bounds is a very important thing in all matters, and is a very important aspect of our deen also. May Allah give us understanding of our deen. Many of us, just because we are making our namaz, and that also in a haphazard way, not in a proper way, we think we are the big buzurgs of the time. And then we want to give advice, and we want to tell everyone else what to do. Everyone, when he keeps within his limit, it is very good. The Quran in another place also says, even if you're doing amar bil ma'roof wa nahi anil munkar, which is so important, but they immediately after that, wal hafizuna li hududillah. But in that also, keep to your limits. Don't go over your limits. When you are even reprimanding your own children, your students, your murid, then also don't go over your limits. Stay within your limit in all matters. This is a very important aspect, and we, most of us, perhaps all of us, we make mistakes in this, and we transgress our limits, and because we think we are doing good, but we are causing great harm. May Allah give us proper understanding of our deen, and then to practice upon it also. وآخر دعوانا